You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker. Gentlemen, I want to share two articles with you. And both of these articles are going to be blowing open a lid when it comes to married men and the abuse that we tend to suffer behind closed doors, and the fact that we are so willing to try to keep a public facade going while suffering in silence in the background. Now, this article was published on the 15th of October. Former UFC champion Chuck Liddell files for divorce days after being arrested for domestic violence. Now, the rank and file person would see that article title and automatically assume that he was the aggressor. The way that the Yahoo article paints it, that's the narrative that they want to run with. However, the second article goes in a lot deeper, and I'm going to get into that. Former UFC star Chuck Liddell has filed for divorce from his wife, Heidi, less than 1 week after he was arrested for domestic violence. Liddell, 51, filed the dissolution in Los Angeles County Court on Friday, People confirms. Deputies responded to Liddell's Hidden Hills, California home around 12 a.m. on Monday after reports of a quote-unquote family disturbance, a spokesperson for the L.A. Sheriff's Department said in a statement to People. Now here's where I'm going to splice in some of the AOL article. TMZ Sports reported that Liddell was in an argument with his wife that became physical. He's being held at the Malibu Lost Hills Sheriff's Station, in Aguara Hills, California, outside of L.A. It's a misdemeanor, and bail was set at $20,000. Now, here is where Liddell exposes the open secret and outright hypocrisy of the Duluth model. Hours later, Liddell posted a statement via his Instagram claiming to have sustained bruising and lacerations and to have volunteered to be arrested in his wife's place. He alluded to a family mental health issue he has tried to keep private. You see, that goes right back to what I said earlier. Married men will do everything in their power to keep the public facade of a good marriage going while enduring massive amounts of abuse, in the background. Now, when you read his tweet, he goes into detail. The police were going to arrest her because he did not fight back. See, once again, this goes back to a stat that we love to talk about. The fact that over 70% of non-reciprocated domestic violence is women abusing their husbands. But that's a fact that's always conveniently glossed over. He is currently not scheduled to appear again in court. A representative for the fighter has not responded to People's requests for comments on the allegations. You see, there you go. The Duluth model in broad daylight, in full display. He was the victim, yet he volunteered to be arrested because he didn't want his wife's name to be dragged through the mud. No, gentlemen. No, I understand they have kids, and see, kids are always used as a living hostage, a point of leverage. Because think about it. What if he actually would have said to the cops, go ahead and arrest my wife? Social media and the court of public opinion would have dragged him through the mud. They would have tried to cancel him. See, that's another thing that a lot of husbands are so deathly afraid of now. Before, it was just the family court. Now it's the family court, the court of public opinion, being canceled, all of that. However, the fact that he actually filed for divorce, that's a good thing. All my married men out there, you do not have to live like that. You don't. You shouldn't. Your material possessions should not be the thing that keeps you in a horrible marriage, in a sexless marriage, in an emotionally abusive marriage. Gentlemen, you always have to be ready to walk out that damn door. Think about it. Your wife is, she's already waiting for a bigger, better deal to show up. And guess what? She's going to monkey branch you. So this idea of it's always our fault. No. I made a video going in great detail explaining it was never your fault. Now, the fact that he is a UFC, or excuse me, he was a UFC fighter and his wife was still putting hands on him. This is the society that has been bred, where a woman who knows she cannot physically beat a man will still put hands on him. Why? Because we men are so afraid of the system. Gentlemen, there's going to come a day where you're going to have to make a choice. And also, I want to say this. If you're with a woman and she has you incarcerated for anything, when you come out of that jail, that relationship needs to be officially over. See, Chuck Liddell did the right thing, but I can tell he did it with a heavy heart. Why? Because when you look at his tweet, that is the tweet of a man that finally reached his breaking point. He finally said, I can no longer do this. I'm going to throw an old Popeye reference out. That's all I can stands. I can't stands no more. Ladies, that's when a relationship is truly over. When we men finally give up and say that it's no longer worth fighting for. Just food for thought. Oh, well. Read both articles. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of these protections that are afforded to you, i.e. the Duluth model, which throws men in jail regardless, will go out right along with it. And trust and believe, with the way that the marital rate is now, yeah, good night and good luck. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.